This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I'm guessing that you clicked play because you love getting as much Didn't I Just Feed You in your life as possible. I mean, hey, listen, girl can hope. But if I happen to be right and you're not already getting our bonus episodes, what are you waiting for? There are two ways that you can get access to two extra full-length ad-free episodes every single month. You can either subscribe to our bonus feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can become a supporting member of our community. If you become a member, you'll also get an ad-free stream of every single episode, which means 8 glorious episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You every month, every single one without ads, thanks to your generous support. Get all the details at didntijustfeedyou.com/community. And in the meantime, here's a preview of a recent bonus episode that we think you'll love. Hey, it's Stacy and Megan. Thank you guys so much for your generous support of Didn't I Just Feed You? A quick reminder that if you get this episode via Apple Podcasts, we'd love to invite you to join our listeners community as well. You can visit didntijustfeedyou.com/community to sign up. There you'll get direct access to us and let us know what topics you'd like covered here. You can always shoot us an email too. Our email address is hello@didntijustfeedyou. Tough stuff here. Tough stuff. I think that's an easy one to remember.
I feel like I want a little drum roll here. Let's see if Samantha can add it, where it's like, this month, we're trying something different for the podcast, not just these bonus episodes or subscriber episodes, but also for the main feed as well. And we're just answering community questions. So this is very exciting because there are not one, but two threads in the community about nonstick pans. So today we're going to answer some burning questions, including, are nonstick pans safe?
Yeah.
Are they harmful? Do you need one?
We have answers to all of them.
I hope we do.
I don't know if we can call them conclusive. We have our answers.
Yes.
Like, we have our answers. First thread is from Liz F. The second thread was from CCP. CC as in C-E-C-E. That's a cute name. I wonder if that's her name. Hi, CC. Thank you for being a member of our community, and you too, Liz. And also, this comes up all the time. This is one of those like cyclical questions, right?
Yes.
Like, when you've worked in food media for so long, you're like, oh, this one's coming up again.
Anytime we cook with nonstick pans on Instagram, whether it's like in a reel or in stories, we get questions. It's really interesting. It is like a flag for some people, or it's like a point of contention where they feel really strongly about whether it's safe or harmful or not.
Totally.
And proper use, too. People will correct you if they feel like you're using improper technique.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump right in because I feel like there's also generational perspective on this.
Okay.
And I feel like I had my first kid in 2007, and that was right as the BPA scare was coming on. So, Megan, when you had Ella, were people still talking about BPA?
For sure. But it was like there were all the BPA-free products everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't have that. And it was like all of a sudden, it was everywhere and it was toxic and it was horrible. And Isaac was an infant. And I was like, oh my God, I actually called. I'm not kidding. This is like, you know, when you look back at some of the things you did, usually with the first child, and you're like, that was DeLulu. Like, what? Wow. Like, I really was invested.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do something like that.
I, like, called Fisher-Price's hotline and, like, wanted to know if this, like, plastic toy that he loved and he constantly put in his mouth was made with BPA in the plastic or not. Like, I just wanted a simple answer. And they were like, well, that's not a toy. You know, whatever.
To hear the rest of the episode, subscribe to the Didn't I Just Feed You bonus stream on Apple Podcasts or join our superfan community today.